健康、时尚、美食、出行，尽在衣食住行。
每周五晚9:30，请锁定 AM1150西雅图中文电台。
衣食住行专家论坛由护法律师事务所冠名播出，电话206-601-8797。
Good afternoon, this is Xiao Yuan. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. This is Cletus Nanavu. I'm the program director for the Crime Victims Camp program. Nice to meet you too.
Nice to meet you, Cletus, Mr. Cletus Nanavu, right?
Yes.
Okay. 亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好。欢迎收听西雅图中文电台的专家论坛栏目。今天呢，我们非常有幸的请到华盛顿州劳工与工业部的罪案补偿项目的工作人员啊，他也是负责人克莱特斯南达布。那么欢迎南达布先生。我们有一个我们非常希望通过这个机会。就是请南达布向我们，南达布先生向我们听众朋友介绍一下这个项目。就是，Mr. Cletus 南达布先生啊，就是您能不能给我们介绍一下这个华盛顿州劳工与工业部就是罪案补偿项目是一个什么样的项目？
Mr. Nanavu, can you please explain what is the Crime Victim Compensation Program at the Washington State Department of Labor and Industry?
Yes. The Crime Victim Comp Program helps victims of felony crimes with expenses for medical, dental, mental health, wage loss, and funeral benefits.
这个犯罪受害人补偿计划主要是透过提供医疗、牙医、心理治疗，甚至丧葬费用的补偿这方面的费用，还有工资损失，来协助重大刑案中的受害人。
那么是什么样的人能够从这么一个犯罪受害人补偿项目当中受益呢？
So who can benefit from your program?
Anyone who is a victim of crime in Washington State can apply for benefits with the program. We normally get our referrals from doctor's offices, from advocates, and claims can be filed with our program on paper as well as electronically. When we receive those claims, the claims can be approved if the victims meet some eligibility criteria.
任何华盛顿州的居民如果成为犯罪事件的受害者，都可以跟我们的计划提出赔偿。那要申请这个补偿呢？我们需要受害人提出申请。那您的申请可以透过您的医生的办公室提出证明，或是您的保护人提出证明。那您可以透过书面或是电子的方式来提供申请。如果受害人的条件符合规定，您的索赔就会被批准。
在这个罪案受害人补偿的项目里面有哪些是就是益处，就是如果申请的话。
So what are the benefits available under the Crime Victims Program?
The benefits that are available under the Crime Victims Program include medical, dental, mental health treatments, loss of wages, or in workers' comp is called time loss. In case of fatality, burial benefits are also available to the victim's family.
这项计划所提供的补偿包含了医疗、牙科与心理治疗的费用，以及工资上时间的损失等方面的补偿。如果因为犯罪事件 造成受害的人死亡的情况下，受害人的家属还可以申请丧葬费用的补偿。
那么犯罪受害人他们应该如何申请补偿呢？
How does the victim of a crime apply for benefits?
The victim of crime applies for benefits with our program. First, they have to report to law enforcement about the crime. After that, victims can get an application from LNI website, or they can get it from their doctor, or if they have an advocate, they can also get it from their advocate. If they have an advocate that is associated with the prosecutor's offices, they can get the application as well from the prosecutor's office. When we receive the application here in the department, we review to determine if the victims meet the eligibility criteria. Then we make a decision. If we allow the claim, we will send a notice to the victim telling them that the claim has been approved. Or if we need additional information, we ask for those additional information. However, if for any reason the application is denied, we will send that information to the victim and explain in a letter why the application was denied.
首先，这些犯罪事件必须先向执法机关报案。接下来，受害人可以到劳动工业部的网站下载申请表格，或是透过您就医的诊所。甚至如果受害人有他们的保护人申诉人的话，也可以请他们保护申诉人协助他们申请，或是他们保护申诉人跟地方的检察官办公室有联系的话，也可以透过检察官办公室提出申请补偿。我们在审阅受害人的申请资料之后，就会决定受害人是否符合赔偿的资格。那不论是否接受或是拒绝，劳工工业部都会寄出书面的通知来通知受害人。但是呢，在劳工工业部决定拒绝受害人申请的情况下，劳工工业部也会提供一份书面的解释，来详细解释为何要拒绝的原因。
如果犯罪受害人没有在美国没有合法的身份，那么他们能不能申请补偿？
What happens if a victim is undocumented?
As long as the crime is committed in Washington State, we in Washington State do not ask for immigration status. The victim status is not a requirement to receive benefit with our program.
只要是今天犯罪的受害人的受害地点是在华盛顿州内，您所有的犯罪受害人都有申请的资格。在补偿的申请书上面并没有询问申请人的居留身份，要申请或是取得犯罪受害人的补偿，被害人并不需要具备合法居留的身份。
如果这个犯罪受害人他是有医疗保险的，那么能不能继续通过这个项目受到补偿？
What happens if the victim already have medical insurance? Can the victim assess benefits from through this program?
The program is what we call a payer of last resort. Generally, if the victim has other insurance, which includes if they're injured on the job, if they're covered under LNI, or they have their private insurance, or they are covered by insurance from work, the program requires them to use their insurance first. And then whatever the insurance does not pay, the program will then pay for that. Sometimes we found out that there are certain treatments that the insurance does not pay for. In those cases, this program will pay for that. In other instances, the insurance may not be paying for wage loss. This is more important that this program will pay for their wage loss. The other thing is sometimes a victim might have insurance, but then for one reason or another, they lose that insurance. As long as they have a claim with us, we will continue to pay for their treatment when they lose their insurance.
本身已经有医疗保险的受害人还是有资格可以申请这项补偿计划。那我们要求受害人在需要医疗补偿或是其他费用补偿的情况下，首先先动用他们自己本身不论是私人或是透过公司投保的保险计划来支付所有的费用。那其他没有办法包含的费用，我们这个计划则会进行补偿。那因为有一些状况下，医疗保险并不会支付所有需要的治疗费用，还有医疗保险也可能不会提供工资损失方面的补偿。还有最后一点就是在受害人因为某些原因失去了他们自己本身医疗保险的资格的时候，只要受害人有跟我们的计划提出赔偿的申请，在符合资格之后，我们的计划会负责支付他们所需要的所有费用。
The other thing I may want to add is this. If they are using their insurance, this program will pay for their copay and their deductible.
我还想要附带再补充一点的是，如果受害人在需要就医的情况下面，他们会先动用到他们自己本身已经有的保险，但是我们这一个计划呢，会负责帮他们支付自付额的部分。
对于那个性犯罪受害人有没有不同的补偿方案？
Do you have different benefits for victims of sexual crimes?
For sexual crimes, we have two kinds of benefits. The first one is that we will pay for sexual assault examination without them using their insurance. Our program is the only program in Washington State that is required by law to pay for those sexual assault examinations. If the victim then applies for other benefits, like if during the course of the assault they were injured, maybe they had a broken bone or anything that needs other medical treatment, then they need to apply so that they can have a claim with us and we will start paying for those. So there are two benefits for sexual assault. One is the sexual assault exam, and then in addition to that is the normal claim for physical injury they may have received during the assault.
是的，我们的计划对于像在遭受到性侵害的犯罪受害人，我们有两项福利可以提供。第一个福利就是受害人可以直接到医院去做初步的性侵害鉴定。那这个性侵害鉴定是不需要先跟我们提供申请就可以直接去做，因为这项服务已经包含在我们计划的服务内容当中。且呢，我要强调的是，这个申请性侵害鉴定，我们华盛顿州我们的单位我们的计划是唯一一个会提供这项费用支付的一个计划。那第二个，受害人如果在经过鉴定之后发现因为他们受到的性侵害事件他们有受伤，比如说他们有身体上面的伤害，甚至骨头断裂的这样情况，他们 需要进一步的接受医疗上面的治疗，那这个时候就可以，受害人就可以向我们的计划直接申请补助，来补助这方面的医疗费用。
嗯，如果有犯罪受害人他们需要补偿，那么他们应该怎么联系你们？
How can the victims contact your program?
They can contact us by going to our website.They can go to our website, which is www.crimevictims.lni.wa.gov, or they can call us toll-free 1-800-762-3716.
首先可以透过我们的网站跟我们联络，我们的网址是 www.crimevictims.lni.wa.gov， 或是受害人也可以透过我们的免费付会费电话跟我们联络，那我们的电话号码是1-800-762-3716。
好，我们感谢华盛顿州劳工与工业部的犯罪受害人补偿项目的负责人 Cletus Nanabu 先生。Thank you, Mr. Nanabu.
Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
衣食住行专家论坛由护法律师事务所冠名播出，电话206-601-8797。